Donald Simpson now in downtown Omaha on the Gary Roberts Show. For Monday afternoon for Big Coil, it's 87 degrees. KOYL Association time, it's now 5 p.m. This is KOYL serving the great Midwest from Omaha.
Look for the Wrangler jeans line
at Richmond Gordon. You'll see thick and thin corduroy, slim stretch models, blue denim, and newer than blue jeans. Plus Wrangler fashion backs and cutoffs. Remember, the W is silent. The place is Richmond Gordon.
The constantly dependable music sound of KOYL Stereo has been acclaimed by thousands. Join discriminating listeners day or night at 96. Wonderful on the FM dial. KOYL Stereo.
This is about loafers and sneakers and very hip boots. This is about 1 minute long, and if you pay attention, you can have the world at your feet. This is about shift shoes. And this is about the fanciest footwork going and coming. Shift shoes. Foot city. Walk in and walk on. Shift shoes. The new fashion way to cover up your socks. Fall by and slip into something more comfortable. Shift shoes. Buy the right shoe and get the other one free.
Back to school values at Schiff right now include hard-wearing, properly fitted children's shoes from $4.99 to $7.99. Check the white pages for the Schiff Family Shoe Store nearest you.
Oil radio. Back-slapping.
Baby kissing.
Organizing. Mother loving.
Gary Roberts with you on a Monday afternoon out in front of that traffic. Homebound for a Monday. Let's switch you to Scotty right in the air with another KOYL AirWatch report.
Omaha drivers who ordinarily use center westbound in the area of 120th will save considerable time this afternoon by taking an alternate route instead of West Center, which continued to be very slow moving from 123rd to 120th. A perfect alternate route is taking 120th off-center to Pacific. You will find no problem on either 120th or Pacific. If there are those who need to get into this heart of the tornado-stricken area for cleanup and repair purposes, you can do so easily by taking 120th to Arbor or Pacific. Both of those are good routes. The appearance of this 120th and center area is greatly improved from this morning. A lot of debris has been cleaned up, but there are still many small pieces of wood fluttering along and still an occasional roof resting in the yard. A few power trucks, I see, do remain in the area. An OPPD spokesman earlier today voiced the hope that the major power disruptions would be cleared up by later this afternoon. Scotty Wright, KOYL Air Watch, clear.
Go ahead, have another round, because this is Heilemann's Old Style, the one that's pure brewed by G. Heilemann of La Crosse, Wisconsin. Old Style is brewed twice, while other beers are brewed just once. Makes it easy to stay with, makes it light and likable. Twice brewed, pure brewed, Old Style.
See the high school all-star classic. This is Gordon Duffin, advertising chairman, urging you to get tickets now for the Shrine Bowl. They're available from Shriners and at the Brandeis ticket office.
Everybody has got to be someplace, but Coil is everywhere.
If I only had Grandma's great sour cream chocolate cake recipe. Jimmy loves it. And it'd be just perfect for his birthday tonight.
Why don't you call long distance? It's cheaper now.
Smart people call long distance. It's very fast and easy, efficient too. Why don't you call? Why don't you call long distance?
Yes, long distance is a bigger bargain than ever before, especially now with Northwestern Bell's new low after 7 p.m. rate. You see, now you can make a station call from Nebraska to any other state except Alaska or Hawaii for just 85 cents or even less. Just 85 cents or less after 7 p.m. any weeknight and all day Saturday and Sunday, too. So why not call someone long distance tonight? And while you're at it, take the fastest route. Dial direct. Oil plays it gold. On a Monday afternoon, this is Jerry Wallace in the misty moonlight.
By the flickering firelight.
You and me in the misty moonlight, remembering when. It's a memory maker for you on a Monday afternoon. Gare Roberts here, and we play it all. Coil Association time, it's 11 minutes past 5 p.m.
Here's Randy in the Manhattan.
It's all cool for school. And right now, Phillips 24th and O in Omaha and Phillips in the Fremont Mall went all the way to help you hack it through class looking the way you mean to. Before you drop out, drop in to Phillips 24th and O or Phillips Fremont. Put back the school clothes and notice how Phillips loves you, baby.
Businessman is Lou Blumkin, Vice President of the Nebraska Furniture Mart. Mr. Blumkin served in the armed forces during World War II and has been in the furniture business for over 25 years. He enjoys golf and all types of spectator sports. The Blumkin family includes Louie, his wife Frances, and three children. Bradley's, Omaha's favorite florist, will send flowers to Frances Blumkin, compliments of the Coil Good Guy.
The difference between an ordinary cafeteria and the new Bishop Buffet of Westroads is the difference between this and this. Take the family out for an enjoyable eating experience at the brand new Bishop Buffet of Westroads. You'll enjoy the great variety of foods, the economy, and the service. In fact, let me make a point of this service because it's unique. The Bishop Buffet has service above and beyond that found in the most costly restaurants. A service girl meets you when you finish selecting your food and quickly helps you settle in your choice of four elegant dining rooms. While you enjoy a relaxing meal, another girl keeps your coffee cup or iced tea glass and water glass full. There are high chairs for the small fry, as well as a children's hostess and a special play area. Mom and Dad can relax over their last cup of coffee while the children enjoy supervised play. Try the new Bishop Buffet of Westroads. Family dining that's truly enjoyable.
Hey, listen, if you don't want to be Morganized, better be with the Morgan guy. In the Morgan on Coil, it's the Roger W. Morgan Show. And it all begins at 5:30. He's in that Morgan time traffic for you up to 9 o'clock. Be with Roger W. Morgan. Up, up, and away tomorrow, Morgan.
Ooh, Coil Radio.
Just for you on the Gary Roberts Show, homebound on a Monday afternoon. This is Sergio Mendez, Brazil 66. Beatles wrote the song called The Fool on the Hill.
Day after day.
That's Sergio Mendez, Brazil 66. It's called The Fool on the Hill. We play it all on a Monday afternoon. Street level temperature, 87 degrees now. At 60 minutes past 5 o'clock, Coil Association time on the Gear Roberts Show. Let's check the traffic situation. Traffic bound now to John Rhodes, Big Red Mobile News, with another KOIL ground level report.
I've just received word of an accident at 26th and Hamilton within the last few moments. There are apparently no injuries involved. However, motorists should be on the lookout for congestion in that location. That's at 26th and Hamilton. This is John Rhodes, KOIL Big Red Mobile News, switching to Scotty Wright for further traffic information from the air.
I see many drivers are indeed taking 120th off-center and 120th to Pacific in order to avoid the almost constant backup for westbound drivers on Center Street, a backup which begins at 123rd near the area of last night's tornado devastation and today's recovery operation. The armada of power trucks, I noticed, which was present in the stricken area this morning, is now reduced to just a sizable group. The goal of restoring all major power outages by late this afternoon apparently is about to be met. Scotty Wright, KOIL Air Watch, clear.
Now, additional information from KOIL's continuing tornado watch.
The Omaha Weather Bureau has issued a tornado watch that does include the Omaha Council Bluffs area starting at 2:30 this afternoon and extending to 8:30 this evening. The greatest threat of tornadoes is along a line stretching from Grand Island to Des Moines, Iowa, and 70 miles on either side of this line. This does include the Omaha Council Bluffs area. KOIL will give you immediate and accurate information concerning further weather developments. There are no thunderstorm cells reported as yet, but the Weather Bureau does advise the watch is still in effect due to the weather conditions prevailing at this moment. KOIL will once again give you immediate and accurate information concerning further weather developments.
This is William Dean Noyes, Director of Civil Defense for Omaha and Douglas County. If a severe storm should develop, try to seek shelter in a frame house rather than a brick structure. If nothing else, seek shelter under heavy furniture near the middle of the house.
Solid gold from the Gear Roberts Show. On a Monday afternoon, this is Mr. Acker Bilk and a stranger on the shore. Hey, the good guys want to remind you to be sure to enter the Champlin Paint-In. Get your free black and white psychedelic poster now at any Champlin station. Decorate it yourself and send it to Coil Radio. 8 great prizes for the best poster sent to Paint-In. KOIL Radio, 511 South 17th Street in Omaha. That's street level temperature now in downtown Omaha, just ahead of 2020 News with Mike Alabaugh reporting. It's 87 degrees. Coil Association time from the Gear Roberts Show at 20 minutes past 5 o'clock. In Omaha, this is KOIL, the station with the corner on news, and the Association in concert to Civic Auditorium this Saturday night, too.
Mike Alabaugh, KOIL, 2020 News at 20 minutes past 5, produced by Omaha's largest full-time radio news staff. The Omaha Council Bluffs area is included in a tornado watch until 8:30 this evening. This means weather conditions exist which could cause a tornado or severe thunderstorms. No actual tornadoes have been sighted as yet. In fact, there have been no thunderstorms sighted as yet. The entire watch zone includes most of the eastern third of Nebraska and most of western Iowa. The extreme southeastern tip of Nebraska is not included in the watch area. Again, the Omaha Council Bluffs area is included in the watch until 8:30 tonight. Governor Tiemann says reports which his office have received indicate no widespread massive damage in Omaha. Tiemann is out of town today attending a Republican teenage meeting, but is remaining in touch with the situation. State officials say they have no plans to offer state assistance to Omaha because the job at hand is being well handled by Omaha officials. Former President Eisenhower's heartbeat irregularly during the day. Doctors have been unable to stabilize it. Word from Walter Reed Hospital in Washington say the 77-year-old general's condition is gradually worsening. Houston's Dr. Denton Cooley and his surgical team have completed a one-hour and 20-minute heart transplant operation on a 50-year-old shoe salesman from Amarillo, Texas. The patient, the world's 32nd transplant recipient, is reported in satisfactory condition. Well, by far the most successful surgeon concerning heart transplants is now Dr. Denton Cooley of Houston St. Luke's Hospital. Out of what is now 10 operations, 8 of Dr. Cooley's patients are still living. The ace surgeon had these comments concerning the possibility of a heart transplant for the failing Mr. Eisenhower.
The decision is whether to operate on President Eisenhower would be based upon my personal examination of the patient. I can't speak for his cardiologist. He has a very competent cardiologist, and I'm sure that they have debated this point and have conferred at length on the possibility. And their decision is to withhold such a drastic procedure. I must honor their decision. If I were invited to examine the record and examine the president, then I would render an opinion then, but I won't give a categorical no or a categorical yes on anything.
Dr. Benton Kool-Aid. President Johnson has left Bergstrom Air Force Base near Austin, Texas, on a flight to Detroit, where he will address the National Convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. The White House did not know if he will return to the ranch tonight or go on to Washington. On the Vietnam flank, former Assistant Secretary of State Roger Hilsman testified at the request of Senator Eugene McCarthy at the Democratic National Convention. He said the Democrats should advocate a ceasefire in Vietnam with a bombing halt in the north. But Maine Governor Edmund Muskie, a supporter of Vice President Humphrey, said such decisions should be left to the president. One of the growing number of Democratic presidential contenders, South Dakota Senator George McGovern, would abolish the draft in its present form. KOIL 2020 Newsman John Lennon files this report.
Senator George McGovern today called for an end to the draft and advocated establishing in its place a well-paid volunteer military force. McGovern says the present system wastes money, snatches young men from developing careers and growing families, and discriminates against low-income youths who cannot go to college and get a student deferment. A volunteer setup, says McGovern, would eliminate the liabilities of the draft, among which Senator McGovern includes Selective Service Director General Louis Hershey. John Lennon reporting from Capitol Hill.
A Grand Island firm that did not allow women employees to work in flood cleanup operations was not guilty of illegal job discrimination, according to a statement by the Equal Opportunity Commission today. Commissioner Gard Donaldson said the section of Nebraska law which allows a bona fide occupational qualification reasonably necessary to the normal operation of a business applied to the case. KOIL headlines for Dateline Chicago. Vice President Humphrey told labor union members in that city that if he's elected president, he'll mobilize our nation against violence, looting, and crime. Springfield, Illinois, Republican nominee Richard Nixon pleaded for an end to divisions in the country, kicking off his presidential campaign from the steps of the Illinois State House at Springfield. Nixon listed the causes of divisiveness as the race conflict, disrespect for the flag here and abroad, and inflation. Austin, Texas, it appears the latest candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination, Governor Lester Maddox of Georgia, will get a foreign policy briefing on Wednesday or Thursday. President Johnson today invited Maddox to a briefing session that Georgian had requested. From the KOIL 2020 Sports Line, the rebellious touring pros have completed their split with the PGA by announcing plans for their own organization. It will be known as the American Professional Golfers. In baseball action in the National League, the Atlanta Braves fell victim to the Chicago Cubs' hitting power this afternoon. The final score, 5-1. KOIL weather, just a much more music on the Good Guy Gary Roberts Show. Partly cloudy skies and a high of 88 degrees. Summarize this afternoon's weather scene. Of course, also included is that tornado watch in effect until 8:30 p.m. tonight. That does include the Omaha Council Bluffs area. That is in effect until 8:30 p.m. tonight. Tonight, a good night to carry an umbrella as a 30% chance of showers appears with a red line falling to 65, rising on Tuesday to 85 with a repeated chance of rain. In Lincoln Land, it's 92 degrees. Utley Field reports 89. And at KOIL street level, it's 87. 87 degrees. That's 6 degrees above normal. Mike Alamore, KOIL 2020 News.
Monday, Gear Roberts with you. Out front in that homebound traffic on a Monday, let's switch to Scotty Ride in the air with another KOIL AirWatch report.
Those planning to use the westward and northwestern bound radial for that homeward bound trip tonight will find very slow traveling thanks to a backup at radial in Fontenelle and another periodical backup at radial in Hamilton. For those still on the coming part of the radial and headed for points northwest, your time-saving path is leaving coming at 40th. Take 40th to Hamilton. Hamilton to Military, and the Military will then put you back onto the radial in front of those congested areas. Scotty Wright, KOIL AirWatch, clear.
Save the Icy Diamonds for fun and prizes. It's the Icy Diamond Sweepstakes, and all you do to enter is collect the Icy Diamonds. No purchase necessary, and you get a free diamond just for stopping at any Icy location. Extra diamonds are on every Icy cup. To enter the Icy Diamond Sweepstakes, just send 50 diamonds with your name, address, and telephone number to KOIL Radio Icy Contest. You can enter the sweepstakes as often as you like. Every time you save 50 Icy Diamonds, and you may be the winner of a terrific polo bike or the grand prize of a motorized Mike bike. One polo bike will be given away each week. Weekly winners can only win once, but their entries will still be eligible for the grand prize. Remember, save those Icy Diamonds. You could be the lucky winner of a polo bike or a motorized Mike bike. The third drawing will be held Monday, August 26th, and entries must be in by 5 p.m. Saturday, August 24th. Get your entries in soon. Remember, just one more week for the Icy Diamond Sweepstakes. There's an Icy machine near you. Get your IC today at Brand's Popcorn in the West Roads.
You'll know where it's at, 'cause you'll be where it's at.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired.
Saturday night, 8 p.m. at the Civic Auditorium. The Good Guys proudly present the Association.
Now my empty cup is as sweet as the pie.
The Association, along with Leonard Williams and the Imperials. Don't wait to get your tickets to see the Association in person.
Cherish is the word I use to describe.
Still available, and tickets on sale now at Brandeis, Downtown, Crossroads, South Roads, and Goals in Lincoln.
And then along comes Mary.
This is where it's at, and you and the Association are what's happening. This Saturday night at the Civic Auditorium. Association. At street level, 87 degrees, the Gail Roberts Show. Coil Association time at 5:32. This is KOIL, serving the great Midwest from Omaha.
Nebraska's oldest can put you in the newest for less. Right, Dewey Smith, Nebraska's oldest Chevrolet dealer, can put you in a 1968 for less. You see, Dewey Smith is clearing out for 69, so what's new, you say? All dealers are clearing out now. Well, the difference is this. Dewey is determined to clear out right away, and he's got a lot of cars to go. Impalas, Bel Airs, Biscaynes, Chevy 2s, Corvairs, Chevelles, plus 1.5 and 3/4 ton Chevrolet trucks. It's a gigantic sale of 1968 Chevrolets at Dewey Smith, the dealer that dealt with your dad and his dad. Easy terms, too, at Nebraska's oldest Chevrolet dealer. Remember, Nebraska's oldest can put you in the newest for less. Get your new 68 Chevrolet, any make or model, for less right now at Dewey Smith Chevrolet, 4200 North 30th, selling cars honestly for 47 years. Dewey Smith.
Hey, be sure to enter the Champlin Paint-In. Get your free black and white psychedelic poster now at any Champlin station. Decorate it yourself and send it to Coil Radio. We got 8 great prizes for the best posters sent to Paint-In. KOIL Radio, 511 South 17th Street in Omaha. Graduate or undergraduate, the clothes the most latest are at Fino's in downtown Council Bluffs. Cool, suave, conservative, mod, groovy. Whatever your word, you'll find it at Council Bluffs. Knit turtles, jean, Ivy League, dressy, casual, East Coast or West. For young men, young ladies, the look is at Fino's. Register for 57 free prizes now. 5 floors crammed full at Fino's in Council Bluffs.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Everybody's got to be someplace, but Coil is everywhere.
I burnt the toast, didn't I?
No, dear.
I'm sorry.
No, look, dear, don't cry.
It's my first breakfast. I wanted it to be so good.
These things happen.
It's true.
I know.
The best things in life are free, like love, for instance. And when you're young and married, you can just about live on it. But not quite. Because there's lots of things you need. A sofa, a lamp, a good set of china. Oh, lots and lots. And sometimes when you're young, you're not earning as much as you will be 2 or 3 years from today, or even 6 months from today when that raise comes in. And that's where Dial Finance comes in. You can get yourself the things you need to make your home complete with a convenient loan from Dial. Quick, cordial cash can be just a call away. Just pick up the phone and dial. We understand that the next best things in life cost money.
See the white pages of your phone book for the Dial office nearest you. Great sound of the Letterman in the old song called Venus. Gear Roberts with you, playing it all on the Monday. That street level temperature now, chalk up one more degree, got 88 in downtown Omaha. Gear Roberts with you on a Monday afternoon. That street level temperature's 88 degrees. Coil Association time, it's 22 minutes now before 6 p.m.
Watch you this fall will make more sidewalks talk than any other shoes in the Rush for Rush week. If your guess is shoes from the Corvallee Shoe Store in the Crossroads, then, sweethearts, your guess is right. When you select from Sebeca of California, you don't have to guess. You know you're right. Right in style. And down deep, you can't help but know that the Halls of Ivy are gonna swing some this year. And now, just for you, because this year you're special, your very own sorority shop, tucked away specially for you, right in the Corbelly Shoe Store at the Crossroads, and tucked away in the sorority shop, just for you, Sebeca of California. Who else but Corbelly Shoe Store at the Crossroads would have thought of it? But then, who's more special to them than you?
The Gas Lamp.
Prime Rib.
The Gas Lamp.
Fine Food.
The Gas Lamp.
Gracious Dining.
The Gas Lamp.
Gold Coast Lounge.
Everyone's talking about the Gas Lamp.
Leavenworth at 30th in Omaha.
If you want style, it's at McGee's. The latest clothes are at McGee's. For him or her.
Attention college and high school girls. Fashion says jumpers will be the big item for fall as well as the casual pant jumper. Clothes conscious gals know that McGee's in the West Road Shopping Center has the back to school fashions in a wide range of fall fabrics and style. You'll be wearing plaids, herringbone tweeds, and solids. Velvet jumpers will be making the scene along with a V-neck and popular U-necks, all available at McGee's. You can find your size from 5 through 15, starting at $15. It's no secret, the place to go is McGee's.
For you or her, for you or me, the place to go is McGee's.
West Road Shopping Center.
That's pre-level temperature now, just ahead of 2020 news time with Mike Allenbaugh reporting it's 88 degrees in Omaha. Coil Association time on a Gear Roberts show at 20 minutes before 6 p.m. In Omaha, this is KOIL, the station with the corner on news, and the Association in Concert at Civic Auditorium this Saturday night, too.
Mike Allenbaugh, KOIL, 2020 news at 20 minutes before 6, produced by Omaha's largest full-time radio news staff. Following on the heels of yesterday's devastating weather activity, the Omaha Weather Bureau has issued a tornado watch bulletin. This is only a watch signifying that no tornadoes have actually been sighted anywhere. The watch, which is merely a notification by the Bureau to be on the lookout for threatening activity, is in effect until 8:30 p.m. this evening and does include the Omaha Council Bluffs area. As of this time, there have not even been any thunderstorm cells sighted. In fact, the watch includes almost all of eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. Once again, KOIL News would like to stress that a watch means only that conditions are such that such weather as tornadoes could occur. This does not mean a tornado has actually been sighted. None have. This watch expires at 8:30 tonight. KOIL News will give you total information as soon as we receive word from the Omaha Weather Bureau on current weather developments that could affect our area. Meanwhile, cleanup operations are still continuing as they did all through the night in the 120th and Streets area, Center Streets area. Debris and personal belongings are still strewn around, but for the most part, the area is returning to normal, at least for those who still have a home to return to. Governor Kamen keeping in touch with the situation, but no state aid will be forthcoming as it's felt that local officials have it well in hand. At this time, almost all, if not all, power has been restored by an around-the-clock effort by OPPD. Only one person remains hospitalized as a result of the storm activity yesterday. 69-year-old Alfred Burkamp of 2325 South 123rd Avenue remains in serious condition at Bergen Mercy Hospital, where he is being treated in the intensive care ward. Former President Eisenhower is losing ground in his battle for life against a failing heart. The latest medical bulletin is out from Walter Reed Army Hospital in Washington.
General Eisenhower remains in critical condition. The recurrent episodes of major rhythm disturbance have continued throughout the day. He has had no pain, sleeps intermittently, and remains alert. He enjoyed a light lunch.
An electrical pacemaker connected by thin wires through a vein with Mr. Eisenhower's heart was ineffective in preventing the irregular heart rhythm last night and was removed. Since then, doctors had to use more powerful electrical shocks to halt at least two spasms in the weakened organ, hit within 2 months. President Johnson is flying to Detroit to speak to the National Convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. The president's plane left Bergstrom Air Force Base near Austin at 12:32 EDT. The Texas White House did not know if Mr. Johnson plans to return to Texas or go on to Washington. A team at St. Luke's Hospital in Houston has completed another heart transplant. It was the world's 32nd and the 10th of the Houston Hospital. A spokesman said the recipient was a 50-year-old Amarillo, Texas shoe salesman. The donor was a 37-year-old Houston housewife. The operation was the second in 2 days for the teams of surgeons headed by Dr. Denton Cooley. It looks like rough going for the Democratic Convention upcoming on August 26th. KOIL 2020 Newsman John Chambers files this report. That report momentarily. A two-car crash on Highway 634, 5 miles east of Arapahoe Saturday, took its second life. The victim was Melton King of Holdridge. He was the driver of one of those cars in the mishap. The other driver, Dean Coffey of Oxford, died earlier. Now that report from John Chambers in Washington.
The tone for the convention infighting was set in the platform hearings as they opened. The testy dissidents immediately raised parliamentary questions, disrupting what would otherwise be uneventful proceedings. Most active was Ohio Democratic Senate candidate John Gilligan. Squeezed by labor backers for differences with Vice President Humphrey last week, he was making things difficult for the Humphrey-supporting Platform Committee Chairman Hale Boggs of Louisiana. As was the case with the Republican platform hearings, today's testimony generated little interest. A fire in the hotel elevator caused the greatest flurry of activity. John Chambers at the Democratic Platform Committee hearings in Washington.
The State Highway Department says Nebraska streets and highways carried more traffic in July than ever before in history. The department said 944 million passenger miles were traveled in the state during July compared to the previous high of 919 million miles last August. KOIL headlines with Dateline Space Center Houston. A space agency official today revealed a revised Apollo moon flight schedule, one that includes an extra mission before the end of the year. The new mission, Apollo 8, will fly in December in an effort to make up some of the delays the program has encountered. And the official said it's a possibility, though not a distinct probability, that Apollo 8 may orbit the moon. Then come three more flights, all to test the moon landing craft with a landing on the moon, clearly possible before the end of 1969. The focus of action changed from Tainan Province to the Mekong Delta today as American forces report killing 73 Viet Cong. New York City. In New York City, a special committee of the state legislature begins hearings today on the 15-day slowdown by repairmen and electricians of the Long Island Railroad. About 250 electric cars are idle and 31 morning rush hour trains were canceled today. On this day in 1853, Omaha's first hotel, the St. Nicholas, was built at 12th and Jackson Streets. It was a one-story log building about 17 feet high. Today, progress in Omaha is a matter of seconds, and first reports of that progress come to Omaha from KOIL, the Omaha radio news station. KOIL weather, just that much more music on the Good Guy Gary Roberts Show. Partly cloudy skies and a high of 88 degrees summarize this afternoon's weather scene. Tonight, a good night to carry an umbrella as a 30% chance of showers appears with a red line falling to 65, rising on Tuesday to 85 with a repeated chance of rain. Once again, of course, that tornado watch is in effect until 8:30 p.m. tonight for the Omaha Council Bluffs area. In fact, one-third of eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. In Lincolnland, it's 92 degrees. Upley Field reports 89. And at KOIL street level, it's 88. 88 degrees. That's 6 degrees above normal. Michael Lamar, KOIL 2020 News.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Gary Roberts Show on your much more music station.
You looking good. You're turning me on right here on Monday night. 88 degrees is that street level temperature. Gary Roberts with you. Coil Association time at 10 minutes before 6 o'clock.
What's that?
That's a pop-pop tingle.
A pop-pop tingle? From what?
From Wink. Wink is more than a soft drink. Wink bubbles over with tintinabulating taste. It liquidates, liberates, and excitates your thirst.
You said pop-pop tingle. What's the other pop?
Emanations, vibrations, scintillations. Here, taste.
Get a whole new feeling. Get a pop-pop tingle with Wink. You can tune right into the tintinabulating tingle. That's the taste of Wink. Wink liquid taste.
Liberates and excitates.
A kaleidoscopic drink.
Wink emanates.
Vibrates and titillates.
Get a pop, pop, tingle with Wink.
Wow, you were right.
What?
You do get a pop, pop, tingle with Wink.
Get a pop-pop tingle. Drink Wink. Canada Dry makes it.
There are 25 ways to pay the price of a new Chrysler Plymouth and not get one. Which is to say, beware of cheating yourself the next time you go shopping for a new car. There is a whole lot of phony bait advertising and some rather wild price claims competing for your dollars. We appreciate their efforts. However, nobody says sale like Jim Arp, because it's still true. Nobody, but nobody, undersells Jim Arp Chrysler Plymouth, 26th and L Street. Our showroom wall is lined with citations, trophies, and plaques, far too numerous to mention within this commercial. They were awarded for volume, sales, and unequaled service. We appreciate the honor that accompanies these awards, such as the Plymouth Twin Double winner in 66, the Shower of Silver Sales Award winner in 67, and the Step Up the Beat Award winner in 68. As we said, none, however, sincerely says, I'll save you money, like our unbeatable slogan. Nobody, but nobody, undersells Jim Arp Chrysler Plymouth at 26th and L Street. Thank you.
KOIL's Frank Coffeehead Allen predicted three Dark Horse winners on opening day at Columbus and got three winners.
And that ain't all.
He picked five winners in a row the following day, an $84 double on Friday and Saturday. Four winners on top each day, including another double on Saturday. In all, 17 winning Dark Horse picks, plus two doubles selected on the air on KOIL at 12 Noonan. Stick with the winner. Frank Coffeehead Allen. See the light with the Dark Horse picks. Each racing day on KOIL with Frank Coffeehead Allen at 12 Noonan.
Hey, at Coil Association time, it's 8 minutes before 6 o'clock.
Save now during Firestone's half-price tire sale. Buy one new safety champion at the everyday low price and get the second new tire at half price. Plus tax and two trade-in tires from your car. New Firestone Safety Champion tires with full four-ply nylon cord body and wraparound tread for sure traction and long, long mileage. White walls or black walls. We'd like to put your car on safe new Firestone tires. So why not drive in today and take advantage of our sale? Buy one new Safety Champion tire, get the second new tire for half price. No money down, months to pay. Buy now, save now, at the safe tire centers of participating Firestone dealers and stores.
Now there's something special at the Champlin station. Something besides cast noise. The wildest psychedelic art you've ever seen. Full color posters. Three of them. Big. 22 by 28 inches. Hanging size. Big enough, wild enough to change the whole personality of your room. Each one is at least $1.50 value. And you can get one for 29 cents every time you purchase Champlin gasoline. So get all three. Collect them for your family and friends.
Track. I'll bet they'll be sorry. This is Bill Katz asking you to be careful, not sorry.
For Chevrolet, the fifth dimension.
Putting you first, keeps us first. Chevrolet, Chevrolet.
A bargain on a car you don't want isn't a bargain, but year-end savings on cars more people want all year is something different. Your Chevrolet dealer has them.
Putting you first, keeps us first. Chevrolet.
That's street level temperature now in downtown Omaha with a tornado watch in effect now until about 8:30 this evening. It's 88 degrees at Coil in downtown. We got 5 minutes before 6, Coil Association time.
All roads lead to the crossroads. Come and shop the mall. Take the hopping out of shopping. The Crossroads has it all. For all you need, all roads lead to the Crossroads.
nights a week for you.
Shop at the Crossroads.
Always lots of free parking too.
Shop at the Crossroads.
It's back to school time right now at the Crossroads. You'll find the biggest values in the Midwest and all your back-to-school needs in the 35 stores that make up the Crossroads. Convenience, too. Parking for over 3,000 cars, plus the air-conditioned arcade, makes shopping cool and comfortable. And the Crossroads is open till 9 every night, Monday through Saturday. Remember, the place to go for the best in back-to-school values is the Crossroads Shopping Center, where the biggest and best bargains in the Midwest are waiting for you. The Crossroads Shopping Center, 72nd and Dodge in Omaha.
Music carefully chosen and tastefully programmed to add the touch of beauty at 96.1 Wonderful on the FM dial. KOIL Stereo.
When your feet do their thing, let them do it in Shift Shoes shoes. Bring them into Shift Shoes and they'll size you up. Shift Shoes. Fancy footwork. New fashion shoes dedicated to the modernization of obsolete feet. You can wear hip boots or you can wear hip boots. Shift Shoes. A shoe with a soul. Step out on them. And everyone will want to be in your shoes.
Back-to-school values at Shift right now include hard-wearing, properly fitted children's shoes from $4.99 to $7.99. Check the white pages for the Shift Family Shoe Store nearest you.
Hey!
Today's Hams is the biggest beer news since the bottle opener. Hams takes an extra brewing step to smooth out the natural bitterness of the hops. What comes through is the smoothest beer you ever tasted. Hams, the smooth, tastes so good, you'll think it's illegal. Have you tried it yet?
Listen, it all happens this Saturday night. You'll know where it's at, cause you'll be where it's at.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired of you.
Saturday night, 8 p.m. at the Civic Auditorium. The good guys proudly present the Association.
Now my empty cup is as sweet as the pie.
The Association, along with Leonard Williams and the Imperials. Don't wait to get your tickets to see the Association in person.
Cherish is the word I use to describe.
Still available, and tickets on sale now at Brandeis, Downtown, Crossroads, South Roads, and Goals in Lincoln.
And then along comes Mary.
This is where it's at, and you and the Association are what's happening this Saturday night at the Civic.